aren't they going to add in a few remarks that were of some interest to me, at least supplement my earlier remarks? If you have any further questions, I'd be glad to respond to them.
We're really very pleased to have these remarks because they do give us more of your back on your appearance.
Yes, I felt that was certainly an omission that was worth bringing you back. I hope you don't feel I imposed
on. No, not at all. It's our pleasure. And, I think it's really important that we have that information. I mean, that's the purpose of world history, really, is to get the...
And it has even more meaning to me when I think about it, that unfortunately you find yourself thinking about everything else because of the pressures, but when you reflect on some of those stories and some of that information, it has a great meaning.
Mm-hmm. It is important. Mm-hmm. It's something that we really are happy to include, and I think it's important.
How do you plan to use all of this information, if I may ask that question?
These things into the library, if you're actually
a system,
as a reference for students in the future who want to do historical purposes to study sociological implications in the city of Pittsburgh, or any use they may have.
Is it on the tape or is it transcribed?
The tapes are copied. We keep the originals of all the tapes.
Now, we make an index card system of what's on the tape so that a student who can look at the tape, at the index card, or at the, here I am writing down, I'm making an outline of what you're saying. They can look at the outline and they can see that your parents came from Dillon DuVernay, and they are making a study of everybody who came from Dillon DuVernay. So they go to that number tape and they listen to that card tape. But the reference, what is the reference for the future?
It's a data bank. That's
what
they hope to set up.
People have been coming from other places outside of Pittsburgh and listen to these tapes. They use them in their thesis or in their studies, or in their studies in various things. I think it's sort of a pilot.
Well, I assume, too, that if you're familiar with the American Jewish Archives in Cincinnati, which is part of the EU College Jewish Institute of Religion. And I'm sure I mentioned, or made reference to that in my earlier remarks, because as a member of the Board of Governors of the EU College, and as someone was particularly interested in the American Jewish Archives, not only personally, but along with Selma, we've established a fund at the American Jewish Archives in tribute and memory to Selma's parents, to Eli and Selma Lowenstein Wiener Fund. So that when you make when you speak about students who come to do research, I should tell you that is also a center of research for any scholar who is interested in American Jewish history
in
Cincinnati. And the director of that of that particular program was Dr. Jacob Rader, R-A-D-E-R, Marcus, whose brother lived here in Pittsburgh, Frank. Marcus married Sarah Marcus, you both may know. And coincidentally, he is scheduled to be in Pittsburgh on May 18th as a guest speaker for, I believe, the American Jewish Committee and perhaps a co-sponsored program of the Council of National Council of Jewish Women.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, it relates to some of what we're talking about.
It is interesting.
You're American Jewish Archives of Hebrew Union College.
In Cincinnati. And I might add, the Lowenstein is spelled Lowenstein. We have the umlaut. This is Brian Selmer, as a very important person to interview. I don't know if you folks have interviewed her or not.
She was a very active interviewer.
Yeah, she was an interviewer.
I don't
think she's an interviewer, but she was a good interviewer.
I don't think she's
an interviewer. Well, you should look into it, because I not only think that she's independently a very active and knowledgeable person to interview, but I am particularly pleased to know that she has, in a great measure, a light, fairly youth background, having been born in a small sawmill community, and I think I mentioned that too, having grown up in a youth. Great major girl on my own experience up north of hers is that
yeah,
south.
That would be an interesting comparison.
It's a wonderful place for a man, there's no question about that.
Well, there are a lot of reasons why we have done so well. I'd like to say that. But that may be in some measure.
The students,
I do appreciate your interest, and I know that you enjoy doing this, or you wouldn't be doing it, but I also know that it's time-consuming, and it's a demanding schedule and responsibility, and I'm grateful to you for it.